This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast with Dylan and Dean.
You're on Mad Wednesday on Joy 94.9 with Dean, Ash and Robbie. And guys, did you know that this month has been STI testing month?
I did know this.
You did know this?
Because you told me.
I didn't.
Oh, because you didn't. So you don't listen to Joy enough, because there's been ads on Joy. And
I've been accused of that before, yes.
But yeah, it's actually been STI testing month. And here's the funny thing for me I always realise is that I spend so much time talking about STI testing on Joy here or other shows or reminding people of it in the work that I do, that I forget to actually get tested myself. And that's something that shouldn't happen.
Well, I was on a prep trial in Canberra whilst I was there. So I had my appointments booked for me every 3 months anyway, which is very convenient. But unfortunately, my last appointment was due last week, but I'm no longer in Canberra. So I need to organise to book an appointment.
Just jump
onto
Pronto.
Yeah, or go to Pronto,
website,
yes,
or go to the Melbourne Sexual Health Clinic. But this is a very, you know, nice, aware conversation. Here we go. But there's a bit of a bigger chat that we're having in regard to this, because it's not just STI testing month. There's also a lot going up. And joining us now on the line, direct from Sydney, is Michael Whelan from Hide and Seek. Hello, hello, Michael. You're at the ASHRM HIV and AIDS conference, aren't you?
I certainly am. That's been going on for the last couple of days up here in Sydney, which is sort of a big gathering of different health professionals and community organisations talking about not just HIV, but viral hepatitis and just general sexual health in general.
I mean, it's been great seeing all the different reports and information and things that have been coming out of it. There's been so much email. My Twitter has been blowing up with all the detail and all the information that's been happening. I think one of the big things, though, was the fact that HIV is on the rise in straight Australian men. That was reported at the start of the week, which I think surprised us all just how much.
Yeah, we've had a wonderful a few bits of news recently around the amazing decreases in HIV notifications that we've had, particularly amongst men who have sex with men, because of what we know about U equals U and lots of men accessing PrEP. But there's a lot of people that are sort of still being left behind, and it's not just heterosexual people; it's also our men born overseas, especially men of Asian descent that are born overseas, are not seeing the same decreases. And our Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peers aren't seeing the same decreases. And for the first time in quite some time, the notifications in heterosexual people has gone up. We're not talking about a huge jump. It's a small number, but it's still a concern. We don't want to see that continue to trend upwards.
I was actually at the AGMC conference on the weekend, and I went to the talk in relation to HIV, educating about HIV outside of the gayborhood. And there were quite a few conversations in regard to data with Asian men outside of Australia, Western. I'm trying to think of the right wording. I can't remember the right wording here. But one of the things that I found that was really interesting is a lot of the data actually found that for people of non-English speaking backgrounds, these traditional things of going to the Melbourne Sexual Health Clinic or putting up lots of posters in regard to it, or having all this information that we seem to see so readily and think about in the LGBTI community and just see and assume, is actually very discouraging for them. So I reckon we've got to get on a bit of a kick. Every couple of months we need to remind everyone to just feel comfortable about talking about STIs a little bit more and talking about their sexual health checks and things like that, because I think that can be a really great way to break down a lot of the stigma that's involved.
Yeah, absolutely. And you've got to put this into context of, some of these men coming from countries where homosexuality is highly stigmatised and highly criminalised. It is discouraging towards getting an HIV test. You don't want to turn up to a clinic where people will see you going for that test. So, you've got to put it in the context of people's background as well. So they come here and we go, hey, it's free, come and get a test. And they're like, I'm not going there. There's a lot of work that still needs to be done to sort of tease that out and make sure that all of the people that are at risk of HIV are testing for it, which is everyone.
Yeah, yeah. I know that's been a really interesting bit of data that's come out of this research, is that 48% of those that were diagnosed were unaware that they'd been living with the condition for 4 or more years, which is alarming if you think about it.
Yeah, and 1 in 10 people that are testing positive are actually presenting quite late and have AIDS-defining illnesses or have progressed to AIDS at the time of testing. So they're actually turning up sick, feeling unwell, and then it's discovered they're living with HIV, and then they can go on to better healthcare and that sort of thing. But, yeah, it's quite worrying. It's not a common discussion around HIV testing in the quote-unquote straight community. It just doesn't happen. You know, we hear all the time about women turning up going, I want an HIV test, I want an HIV test. And the doctor says, no, you're not at risk for that. You don't need to worry about it.
Yeah.
So there's a conversation we need to be having with our GPs as well as ourselves in our communities. So that's really important as well.
When I was back at university, so in 2011, my last ever assignment was on the prevalence of HIV and STIs in the straight identifying male community, because at the time between the ages of straight men between the ages of 18 and 35 were presenting with most common new diagnosis, and that was equated to the fly-in fly-out mine workers who had, you know, high disposable incomes and were essentially coming back for, you know, 2 weeks off at a time and just partying because, you know, they had nothing better to do and they'd just been sort of cooped up on a mine site for a month. So it was very difficult in WA. I was especially to try and reach this sort of target market. And I know that a lot of the mine sites are now, forcing people to have regular STI checks.
Well, I mean, I just think there's a good way. It's the conversation that I think a big thing, because you were just speaking in regard to that, where you realise, you know, women are being told by their doctors, oh, no, you don't have to worry about this and things like that. And if we can really, a lot of grassroots education is where a lot of this stuff happens, and you'd be very aware of that, Michael, all the work that you and the organisation that you're part of have done in regard to getting PrEP on the PBS and distributing PrEP around to people and things like that. But it really does come from a community aspect to really get the education going, get the conversation going, and to let people, it's okay to find out, it's okay to get tested, it's okay to know and to learn.
Mm. Yeah, and that's been a big push for STI testing week, and sort of the whole month is having the conversation about testing outside of the gay community. The gay community has really good high rates of testing, but it's not as common outside of the gay community. And then, obviously the other thing to talk about is that, we're seeing this increase in quote-unquote heterosexual transmissions of HIV, but there's because of the stigma around bisexuality, just been talking about Bi-Visibility Day, we don't know whether some of that cohort of heterosexual identified men are actually also MSM, so they're engaging with sex with men but identify as heterosexual.
Yes, and I think that sort of that stigma is a huge thing. I think in the gay community we are very aware of, you know, breaking down that stigma, and it's okay to, you know, if you have an STI, it's okay to talk about it. It's okay to, you know, trace to your contact traces and things like that. People aren't going to, you know, blow up about it. But in the heterosexual community, I think it's really still, you know, quite a taboo.
Mm. Yes. Indeed.
Well, that's what. All right. So, one, it is STI. I mean, we're coming to the end of the month, but it is STI testing month. And this is. I am acknowledging here that I have not kept up to date with going and getting my STI check. So, I'm going to go and do that. There's nothing wrong with, you know, leaving it a bit late, but better to know, better to find out, get the information that's going on with your body, so that you can be aware of what's happening with you and better protect everyone around you that you're fooling around with.
Indeed, and it's not just STI testing month, and this is the only month you do it. STI testing month is about opening up that dialogue and talking about testing. When was your last test, and when was your last test?
Well, Michael,
it's not everyone rushed to the clinic at the same month. And then.
Well, I mean, it should be more regularly than that. Look, Michael, thank you so much for dialing in and having a chat with us here on Mad Wednesday. You know, it's a less light conversation that we've been having, but we really appreciate you taking the time. Have you got any insults you'd like to leave us with, since we are giving away that double pass to see Bianca Del Rio and asking for the best insults? Anyone here you'd like to read?
Oh, I was just going to say, obviously I would read my good friend Dino Curie. I was just going to say, for someone that, you know, that hosts on a TV program, you have an inability to host. You know, you're a bottom that can't host.
Me? It's the first time I've been called a bottom. First time I've been called a bottom. Well, there you go. Thank you, Michael, for joining us. It's STI testing month. Go and get yourself tested so that you can be aware. You do that, Michael. You all do that. Everyone, go and get yourself tested, because it never hurts. It never hurts to know, and it's always good to be informed. You're on Mad Wednesday on Joy.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.